Last summer at the Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia, 23-year-old Soraya Jimenez won gold in weightlifting. It was Mexico's first gold medal and a first for Mexican women. Because female athletes in Mexico are often seen as more suited for the home than the gym, funding is tight and women have to struggle to get their share. As NPR's Jerry Haddon reports, the gold medal may help.
When the tiny Mexican weightlifter Soraya Jimenez boosted more than 280 pounds over her head, she made history for herself and her country. She continues to train, sometimes in this spare and desolate gym inside Mexico's Olympic Village in Mexico City.
I felt great, very content. Having accomplished this feat after having worked so hard, it was like I'd graduated. For me, it's just been excellent.
In a country known for its nationalism and its machismo, Jimenez's Olympic win had a profound impact. Jimenez is now a household name in Mexico. She stars in TV commercials and lectures young athletes at schools. But it's been a lonely uphill struggle. This near-empty gym is not where Jimenez normally trains. She goes to Bulgaria, where facilities are state-of-the-art. Jimenez's story is typical of the plight of female athletes in Mexico. In a rough-and-tumble neighborhood in Mexico City, 21-year-old professional boxer Mariana Juarez spars in a ring with the only other woman in this crowded gym, her younger sister, Patricia. Female boxing was a crime in Mexico until 2 years ago. Mariana has racked up an impressive record in her short career, 8 wins, 2 draws, and 1 loss. She fights flyweight but packs a monster punch. Of her 8 victories, 7 have been knockouts. Mariana is now a minor star here in Mexico, but she says at first the guys at the gym tried to drive her away.
They threw me in the ring after just 15 days. Within a month, I had my first fight. The point was to beat the desire out of me, but they realized they'd made a mistake. Now all the boys respect me, above all for my hard work. They see that I come here and take it seriously.
Despite her hard-won success, Juarez must live at home and models on the side to survive. She says she's hoping to move to San Diego to fight for the big money. Female boxing is an obscure sport just about everywhere, but in Mexico, the struggle for recognition and acceptance as a female athlete extends even to soccer, the country's most popular sport. On the outskirts of the capital, the Mexican national women's soccer team is practicing for an upcoming game against the world champion United States. Mexico's team was formed just 3 years ago. Nearly half its players come from the U.S. They can play here because they have dual citizenship. 22-year-old defender Monica Gonzalez grew up in Texas and plays for top-ranked Notre Dame when she's not in Mexico. Unlike the United States, Mexico has few leagues or camps specifically for young girls, but Gonzalez says her Mexican-born teammates have a passion and a technique you don't find north of the border.
It's just because they've grown up, you know, playing with the boys, playing, you know, out in the barrios every single day. It's what they love. It's what they do. Whereas you see the young girls in the United States get involved with soccer because their parents, you know, need something to detain their kids while they're in yoga classes or something.
2 years ago, Gonzalez played for Mexico in the first ever Women's World Cup. She says she would have had a tough time making the U.S. team, where competition for slots is much stiffer. Mexico came in dead last in the cup, losing every game, and they got panned by the Mexican press. But there are signs the team is improving. Last year, Mexico took the silver medal in the Pan American Games in Winnipeg. Gonzalez says people are slowly starting to pay attention.
If the people of this country can support us the way they support the men, this team has more potential than the U.S. team will ever have. Here, soccer is part of life.
The national team's coach says plans are in the works for a network of soccer leagues for young Mexican girls, but that could be years down the road. 8 months ago, a fledgling all-female professional league kicked off its first season. It is struggling to survive on a shoestring budget and scrambling just to find fields to play on. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.